Аудиозапись номер 53. Exercise 99B. Listen to the interview again and answer the question. What does to be tolerant mean?
People in this country have suffered greatly from the wars throughout our history. For us, peace and world are inseparable. In the Russian language, these words even sound the same. People in Russia want peace in the world. We say no to war. What can we do to prevent wars?
What a question. Is it possible to prevent wars? Just yesterday I read an article and learned a shocking fact. In the 20th century alone, we humans killed 200 million of our own. We missed the opportunities that followed World War II, then witnessed the horror and misery of the Cold War, and then terrorism. Isn't it a tragedy?
Still, if I ask you to think of one thing that should be done for peace, what would that one thing be?
Laws and declaration which prohibit war. Yes, that's the main thing to do. All countries should adopt some law against war, and observe it, of course.
I believe the world's future is in our hands. The Earth is the mother of all people, and all people have the right to live. People should be taught to respect the rights of other people to live, to raise children, and to enjoy the beautiful things they are given by our Mother Earth. I also think education is very important. Education that teaches the culture of peace. People should be taught to be tolerant of each other.
When you say tolerant, what exactly do you mean?
To be tolerant is to respect the rights of other people. People are different from me, but they all have the right to their own ideas, traditions, and religion. We all need to be respected.
If you want to know my opinion, it's like this. What we need is dialogue. Let's meet each other as often as we can. At peace forums, meetings, conferences, politicians and ordinary people should work together to come up with ideas for summits and recommendations about how to promote world peace. Religious and political leaders should be partners for peace.
Anything else you would like to add?
Not much, but perhaps they should look more deeply at the roots of human conflict and suffering.